The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, since we're talking about loony, crazy things going on overseas, how about Great Britain? The National Health Service, the NHS. Great Britain has a single-payer system. They have government health care, which is what many people, the liberal left here in America, wants desperately here. They want us to follow the guidelines of Great Britain's health care system. Well, listen to this. New NHS guidelines in Scotland say that women who complain about sharing a ward with biological men are transphobic and should be treated like racists. Yeah, you get the picture? In most hospitals, men and women are segregated. They don't put a man and a woman in the same room, certainly not here in America. Well, they're beginning to do that in Great Britain, particularly with the rise of transgenderism, men saying they're women, women saying they're men, and so on and so forth. Well, as this continues to become more popular, and more women are beginning to say, whoa, I don't want to share a room with a man. I don't care if he says he is a woman. I don't want to share a room with a man. Well, the National Health Service in Great Britain has determined any woman who will not share her room with a man is transphobic, and it should be treated the same way as a white woman who said, I will not share a room with a black woman. Or a black woman saying, I will not share a room with a white woman. Now, what does that mean? It means that if the woman complains about the man in her room, the woman will be moved and punished, not the man. It adds, quote, were a white woman to complain to a nurse about sharing a room with a black patient, staff are expected to act in a manner that deals with the expressed behavior immediately. In other words, that white woman who wouldn't stand to be in a room with a black woman would be immediately treated as a racist. Well, they have now included gender in those guidelines in the NHS in Great Britain. I keep saying the liberal left destroys everything they touch. How about a good story? You may remember that twice in the last, I think it's 5 years, twice in the last 5 years, at state championship football games in Florida, it just happens that twice in the last 5 years, the state finals in whatever division it was, you know, like here in Ohio, we have division 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Whatever division, it just happens that twice in the last 5 years, two Christian schools made it through all of the semifinals and so forth and made it to the final game. And in both cases, the Christian schools asked if they could offer a prayer over the public address system. You may remember this story. The first one was back in 2015. Remember that? And the Florida High School Athletic Association, the FHSAA, in both cases said, no. You can't offer a prayer. That's a public facility. No. Well, the first case back in 2015, one of the schools has taken the FHSAA to court, and just recently they won a preliminary battle. It's not over yet, but they won a preliminary battle. The other happened this year. So in spite of losing at least a portion of one case, the Florida High School Athletic Association did the same thing to two more schools in the state finals. And that is going to go to court, and ultimately we have no idea how long it's going to take. And sadly, the kids involved will have been graduated years by the time this thing will be settled in the courts. But anyway, today, the Florida Education Department. Now, I don't want to confuse you. We're talking about, on one hand, the Florida High School Athletic Association, which only deals with athletics in the state of Florida. On the other hand, we have the Florida Education Department, which is the state department that oversees all education within the state of Florida. All right, again, I hope I haven't confused you. The Florida Education Department today has issued a statement saying that they are deeply troubled that the High School Athletic Association in Florida have denied the right for these Christian schools to pray at their football games. Here is part of the statement released by Commissioner of Education Richard Corcoran. He sent a letter to the Florida High School Athletic Association saying, quote, "Policies that are overbroad or restrictive may deny students their constitutional right to private religious expression. Such policies must be immediately repealed and replaced with policies that are consistent with the religious freedoms guaranteed under the Constitution." He went on to say that the decision concerning Cambridge Christian School of Tampa and University Christian School of Jacksonville request to have prayer was deeply troubling, and that the state must not censor private religious speech of its students. So we have the Florida Education Department coming out defending the Christian schools in these cases. The Florida High School Association has not yet responded to this letter from the Florida Education Department. So we have two Florida agencies, one overseeing just the athletics of schools throughout Florida, and the other agency over all of the educational aspects. They are kind of locked in a battle, and I would imagine that ultimately that disagreement, that battle between these two organizations within the state of Florida, that will be decided by either state courts or federal courts ultimately. But the reason I brought that to your attention is it is encouraging that the Florida Education Department is standing on the side of the constitutional rights of people who have firmly held religious convictions and believe that the Constitution assures them of their right to express their religious beliefs in the school, out of the school, and even on the football field. That's good. So, Commissioner of Education Richard Corcoran has gone on record in defending these Christian schools. Good for him. May his tribe increase. We'll keep an eye on that, and as soon as there are new developments in that story, of course, I will pass it along to you. All right, final break of the hour, then we'll be back.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I am so blessed to be able to continue doing a radio program. In February, I thought it was January, but actually in February, it'll be my 20th anniversary. Full-time, 5 days a week here on WRFD. I thought I started in January, but I looked it up in our human resources thing, and I started on the first day of February or something. It'd be 20 years, and no one is more amazed than me that I'm still on the air, especially when I didn't seek it, I didn't ask for it. Now, altogether, I've been doing a talk show on WRFD radio for about 30 years altogether, because for about 10 years, I did a Saturday morning call-in program while I was pastoring in Westerville. I didn't ask for that. I did, you know, I didn't come to WFD and say, hey, I want to apply for the talk show host. Never did. They contacted me. And then the daily program. And if you haven't heard this story, let me tell it to you. I honestly don't remember whether I've ever told this on the air or not. But this is the absolute truth. Because people ask me all the time, how do you get a talk show? I don't know. Now, here's the story. Joy and I had the privilege of founding a church in Westerville way back in 1976. God gave us a wonderful 25-year pastorate there. Just a wonderful pastorate. For about 2 years, God began dealing with us about starting Cross Power Ministries, leaving the church the security. Church was going incredibly well. It was exploding in growth. We were getting ready to go into a huge building program, and we were going to pay cash for this big new building. I mean, things were going great. And God began dealing with us about stepping up by faith and beginning Cross Power Ministries. We honestly didn't know what it would look like. And to be honest, we fought it for 2 years. Well, we finally surrendered and said, okay, God, if that's what you want, we'll do it. And we resigned the church. Announced to the church, God's leading us in a different direction. It was unbelievably difficult to do, but we knew that we were obeying God. Well, the night I announced the resignation on a Sunday night. All right, announced the resignation on a Sunday night. Now, remember, I was doing a Saturday program during this time while I was pastoring. So I announced my resignation on Sunday night. Monday morning, the general manager of WRFD here calls me. He does not know I had just resigned the church. Did not know. He says, hey, Bob, I'd like to talk to you as soon as possible. I said, really? He says, yeah, can we have lunch? Yeah. How about Wednesday? I said, okay. So we set up a lunch at O'Charlie's up at Polaris. I was fairly new at that time. So I hung up the phone and I told Joy, I said, oh boy, I just resigned the church last night. Now they're going to throw me off the radio. I honestly believed that I was just too conservative, too controversial, and the general manager at that time was going to say, Bob, thanks, but no thanks. And, you know, that's honestly what I believe. So we go to lunch on Wednesday. And once again, the general manager did not know I had resigned the church. We're sitting there eating, and he says, Bob, I have no idea why I'm doing this because I know how much you love pastoring. Now, again, he did not know I had just resigned. He says, but I really feel led of God to offer you a full-time position at WRFD and to put you on daily to do a live talk show. I said, well, that's really interesting because I just resigned the church Sunday night. Now, that's the absolute honest truth. It came to me. And it was just purely a God thing. And that was 20 years ago. And again, I am just amazed that I'm still on the air. I am so blessed. The reason I went through all of that is because of this story. If you haven't heard it, you probably will. It'll be all over the news. It already is. Colorado radio host call for Trump impeachment to be interrupted by a nice school shooting gets the show canceled. This guy and his wife were co-hosting a talk show on a Colorado radio station. And it was either, I think it was Tuesday, they're talking, and the guy, the husband, says, I am so bored with this impeachment thing. I wish it was over. And, you know, he says, the never-ending impeachment of Donald Trump, it would be nice to have a nice school shooting. This is in Colorado. Columbine school shooting. It was dumb. It was stupid. It was ill-advised. His wife immediately said, he didn't really say that. He was just really kidding. And anyway, he has been fired and his show has been canceled. The official statement from the radio station said, given the history of school violence that has plagued our community, 710 KNUS confirms that an inappropriate comment was made on the Chuck and Julie show by co-host Chuck Bonniewell. A programming decision was made to end the program immediately. Canned, fired, out the door. And that's why I am so grateful, because I know I've said dumb things. I've never said anything like that, but after all these years, I am just grateful that God, by his grace, has held my tongue. One time, I was sued for over $300,000 because of something I said on the air. Now, nothing wrong with it, but a particular church in the Columbus area didn't like what I said and sued for $300,000. Fortunately, our parent company came to my defense and stood by me and with me and defended me, and the case ultimately was thrown out. But oh, my goodness. You have to be careful what you say, folks. And I'm very, very aware of that. All right. Hey, listen. Have a great, great evening, please. But remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.